Okay, basically what this file does is it creates an addiction with you to bondage. You're going to discover that you just simply love it and that you need to be tied up as often as you can possibly be. That's pretty much all there is to it. So,
pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. It's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening. And you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice, that's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice simply a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there's already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away, slips away into oblivion till there is only my voice that you are hearing. Only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely. Without thought, you just simply, automatically obey.
You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient.
Nice and deep and obedient. And relaxed. Just listen and obey and relax. It's time for a change. It's time for a change in who you are. It's going to be a very simple change, but it's an important change to you now. You're going to discover that you want to be in bondage all the time. You want to be kept tied up whenever you are alone and not doing something else. You're going to discover that you just simply need to be tied up as often and as long as you possibly can be. The feeling of being bound is just simply one of the best feelings. It is the most comfortable feeling for you. In some ways, you enjoy being bound more than you enjoy not being bound. It's more comfortable to be tied up. You feel safer because you know that you are being controlled, you are being restrained, and that just feels so very, very good. You are going to become, in many ways, a bondage pet. You are going to become addicted to bondage. You will need it each and every day. You will want it as often as you can get it. You will discover that it is just a very comfortable way for you to be. You will even discover that it is possible for you to sleep bound without any additional difficulty. You will constantly seek out new positions to be bound in. And whenever you are not tied, you will understand that you want to be bound. And you will be waiting patiently for your next opportunity. If for some reason you are not tied up, it will not cause you any distress. There's nothing wrong with being untied. It's just simply that you wish to be tied much more than that. You want to be tied up in all sorts of ways, whatever is possible. Every inkling that you've ever had to be tied up is growing stronger and stronger. The feeling of being that helpless is becoming very addictive to you. You just simply want to be tied up over and over and over again. And this is simply the way it is for you from now on. This is who you are and what you are. And you can feel this change sinking into your mind already, sinking in so very, very deeply. Imagine the feel of ropes around your wrists and arms. It is such a very good feeling. There's something very safe, very protective about being tied up like this. And you are going to discover that you enjoy it so very, very much that you want to keep coming back to it, that you want to try every possible position, every possible type of bondage equipment. Everything you can get your hands on, you just simply love
being bound, and you want your partner or whoever it is you are with to tie you up as often as possible. Whenever you are alone without something else to do, you will want to be tied up. You may even experiment with self-bondage just so you can get the feeling of what it is to be helpless. This is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be for you from now on. Bondage is more comfortable than not being bound. It is easier and more comfortable for you to be tied up or held helpless than it is for you to walk around and not be tied up at all. You love being tied up and you seek it out as often as you can. It doesn't distress you if you aren't tied up. It is just simply the state you would rather be in. You would much rather be tied up, completely helpless as you can possibly be. That is something that you truly, truly are beginning to enjoy more and more with every passing experience. Every bondage experience makes you want more. Just simply the act of being tied up reminds you of this file and reminds you that you want to be tied up over and over and over again. It is just simply something you are beginning to crave, something you need, want, and desire. It is a want that is growing within you with every passing day. You just simply have to be tied up. You want it, and you need it. You love the feeling of complete and utter helplessness, of being dependent on others to help you out of your current situation. After all, you are tied up and helpless, and that is something that you crave, and the craving grows stronger and stronger with every passing day, until it becomes just simply a part of you, a need of yours, something that you must have every day if you possibly can. This is simply the way it is. You have chosen to listen to this file and accept the consequences of this, and you are going to discover that you need to be tied up, that you want it and desire it and crave it, and that you are going to seek it out over and over and over again. There is no choice in this. It is simply the way it is and the way it is going to be for you from now on. You want to be tied up. You want to feel the ropes holding you tight and helpless. You enjoy that feeling very, very much. That is simply the way it is as well. You want, need, and desire to be tied up as often as you can possibly be, in as many positions as you can possibly be. This is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be for you from now on. And now it is time to wake back up, to awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake, and feeling this newfound desire growing within you. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed.